sind wir im Wort Siftes, lo yikir psukim koidem, wirus atoi afapi, schaum der Tachnunim, wie ich oimim, schein lochus, kiemen, schein oimim, el der Tachnunim, und noch lochus, und zwar lichay. There's one opinion that holds that if you're saying psukim, even though you're saying them as part of the tefillah, still you have to say Birchas HaTorah beforehand. There's another opinion that says, no, since you're saying it as a tefillah, you do not have to say Birchas HaTorah beforehand. It's proper to be choishesh to the first opinion. That was to say Birchas HaTorah before psukim that you can say as part of the tefillah. This is the point of the Machab. The Ramah says, Avam Minig is for Achorina. The Minig Ashkenaz is that if the psukim just can be said as tefillah, then you can say them without Birchas HaTorah. Therefore, by Meir Slichas, and Mispalim Slichas, Vachakach Mavachim Alatera, we say the Brachas, when they say Slichas, which are before the Tevila. So, one would say the Birchas HaTorah after the Slichas, together with the rest of the Birchas HaShachar. V'chaim v'chayoyim, sh'nichnosim, v'esekneses, ha'im yukam v'psukim, tachnunim, v'achakam v'vachim alatera. They're going to the shul. They also say certain psukim before Birchas HaTorah. So now he's saying that the minhag is to say the yotzer immediately after asher yotzer. So this second minhag seems to be back to the minhag of the machaber. Right in the morning after going to the bathroom, before saying any psukim, say the Birchas HaTorah. Basically, based on that, before slichas, one should say Birchas HaTorah. Tevoim b'shachas afa shema Yisrael boshin kvoi malchus v'gagam v'et ki lefoim m'shoim v'kvi shema l'kvois v'shulam v'zman v'yitzim v'zeh. There's a meaning to say shema Yisrael as part of the Kral Korbonus. So it says that meaning is even if you're saying before the zman v'kvi shema. But it says you should also add boshin kvoi malchus v'gagam v'et because sometimes by the time you get to kvi shema it's going to be past the zman v'kvi shema. So, by saying Baruch Hashem Kodesh Malchus HaGadolim Ovel, you're making it clear that you're saying it for Kriya Shema. As your rule points out, you should only do this if you're concerned that you will miss it my Kriya Shema. But if you're not concerned you're going to miss it my Kriya Shema, then it's better Dafka Tafka for not to be Yetzina. Because if you're Yetzina with Kriya Shema, then when you say the Brachas, you're already Yetzina. Chatchila, you should say the Brachas at the time you're going to Yetzina the Kriya Shema. Yeah, Rosh Hashanah says if you're concerned you're going to miss Man Krishma, Lachatchila, you read the entire Krishma beforehand with the condition that if they don't make Man Krishma, they should be Yetzi now. Because the opinion is that you have to say the entire Krishma. One should be, if one wants to be Yetzi with Krishma with this early reading, should be marked it for the Tefillin on beforehand. Because he's supposed to have the Tefillin on when you're saying Krishma.